Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
I'm a pain in your rectum. I am that bitch y'all slept on. Heavy hit around, spit up for me, rerun. Hey, 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 what's happening? Hypnotic in my drink,
that's right.
Shake your ass till it stink,
that's right.
Mr. Moe's on the beat,
that's right.
Put it down for the street,
that's right.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 20th, 2017. I know that some of you are listening, enjoying a fine Thursday. You know, you're just thinking about going to work today and tomorrow and ending your week. Some of you woke up today, probably took the day off because you are a stoner. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish and Musqueam territory here from UBC's campus. For the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path. If you'd like to phone in, the number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-CITR. 604-822-2487 for people who cannot read their phone. This Thursday, we got a lot going on. Not only is it 420, which is like now some cool national holiday. It's really kind of weird. Now some like cool national holiday. Now that weed is pretty much legal everywhere. Does 420 have any real cultural significance anymore? And we just really got a lot to talk about this week. If you are an avid sports fan like me, DC had a good day, probably the best DC sports day in 30 years. The Nationals won. The Capitals managed not to blow it. And the Wizards held on for a lead. We'll get more into that later. I didn't know Missy Elliott cussed so much, so I have to give a parental advisory warning for any people who are taking their kids to school. I apologize. Didn't know there was going to be an MF in there. I forgot how fire that song was. But you know we like to start off with the forecast for the weekend. So Mother Nature makes it pretty easy this week, as the next 15 days here in Vancouver will be full of rain, with the lowest percentage of precipitation being 80%, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be partially cloudy with only a 30% chance of precipitation, and it will be 16 degrees. So that means someone like me, who is no longer worried about a job, looking for a job, will be able to enjoy it there Friday. I might go on a hike. I think I saw a particularly nice hike on Instagram yesterday, so I'm going to check that out. We got a lot of Canadian news. The BC news has been really dominated by the upcoming elections in May, and these 420 news. We're going to get back to that. After I introduce you to some songs, I have some requests by some listeners who wanted some new songs. So I think I'm going to get those out of the way early. By those, I mean one song. And we're going to do that after the break. Then we're going to come back into some Canadian news. And I'm going to tell you where the best spot for you to get her today. And why I think that potentially silly. Take your ass to work.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I sh**.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less
time for me. Little baby got the swag and the figures. It's 2 a.m. and we gone off the liquor. Yeah, maybe you know I ain't even gonna lie. I love your style, love your vibes. I promise with you I will try. Call out of work on a Friday, baby. Girl, I know you had a bad day, baby. 200 on the highway, baby. You wanna do it my way, baby. I don't trust no girl like I trust you. I won't put anyone above you. I've been having chills when I touch you. You ain't even gotta ask, you can come through. All you gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way. You wanna do it my way. Get high, I'ma take you on the skyway. Take you on the skyway.
High key, I'm so inspired. A mother mistress retired. We talk and we fight and don't talk all night. I can't tell if it's alright. Girl, I need assistance. After work, I'll get to business. Tell that other nigga, adios. You don't wanna fix shit. Girl, I need that quick fix. Nonstop, girl, I've been having visions. You know I'm experienced, so it's only right if you listen. And look, you like my boy Eyes and Mercedes, that's no key. Know the right buttons to push, then we low key. We ain't gotta tell them all stars, what we do. It's real when there's no snap story for the proof. Damn, left field with the right hand. Meaning our relationship here isn't planned, but it's cool, it's all good. OT, still out of town, putting overtime for the season. When you feel it's going south, don't put up par walls. Sitting sideways, you know I be on call. Driving down that Hamilton Skyway, just to show you how I do it when we do it my way.
I ain't gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way. Yeah, you wanna do it my way. Get high, I'ma take you on the skyway. Take you on the skyway.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about 420, well, some BC news and 420, and what does that mean? So I tried to actually find where 420 came from and what made it so popular? Like, why is 420 the time or the day? And there really is no like universal. So there's a myth that it was California's penal code, which it ends up not being true. Then it was the code on the police radio where people thought it was maybe possession. It's not true either. Some damn Bob Dylan song. Not true either. So I think somebody made it up. And according to CNN.com, because I feel like, you know, they know everything about marijuana these days. Chris Conrad, who's the curator for Oaksterdam Cannabis Museum. I didn't even know there's a cannabis. What happened to weed being just fun? So there's a museum, I guess, where you can. Like, do they have a museum for tulips or like a rose museum? I guess they do have a tulip museum. I've been to it in Amsterdam. So that was stupid. You know, I feel kind of stupid. So I guess maybe there is room for a cannabis museum. However, 420 became a code to use in front of the parents. But now that those people are parents, there's no code. Like, the code is pretty much useless now. So anyways, going back to BC's annual marijuana event. So what started out as a protest continues to be a protest, I guess, because so what some of the organizers say, Dana Larson from Sensible BC says that 420 continues as a protest. And if the day comes when we've got the kind of legalization we want, then 420 will continue as a celebration. So I guess the issue that they have is that although the Canadian government plans to legalize marijuana on Canada Day next year, July 1st, 2018, people still feel that the criminalization of weed and the weed smokers is an issue, especially that the plan for legalization has no space for amnesty and like no lifting of drug-related crimes and criminal offenses that have been committed already. So while the BC Liberal government, which is, don't be mistaken for the same Liberal government we have in the United States, the BC Liberal government believes that marijuana should be legalized, they don't believe that people should not be punished for the crimes that they have committed in the past, even though they understand that that behavior is no longer seen as illegal, which I think that it should be automatic. One, someplace legalizes marijuana. If you had done marijuana like a day before it was legalized, does that make it more illegal? No, it doesn't. So we should acknowledge that we've wasted all of this money criminalizing people in the past and really allow them to live the lives that they can live as regular normal citizens without records. But just like in the States, they are following that the record will be suspended after 5 years. I just think that that's pretty long considering all of the things that we do let go in our normal life, like people who commit all types of heinous acts. If you beat somebody up, you might not even go to jail, but you'll be on probation less than 5 years and it will be off of your record. I actually don't know. I don't know. I have a few lawyer friends that can tell me if that's true, but I feel like there's lots of people who beat people up who get jobs. Not a lot of people who get drug convictions who go on to get nice jobs. So that's my logic for it. If you can get a nice job, then the crime wasn't really that big of a deal. But on 420, you know where to go. On Sunset Beach, they usually have a pretty large celebration, and I'm sure people are there right now. If you have never been across the Burrard Bridge, today is probably not the first day to do it. Or if you do go across the Burrard Bridge, you probably should avoid it today because that will be increasingly terrible. It's just bad, and they only have one lane on each side. It's crazy. There's no permit, so the police can shut it down anytime. And it's no longer at the art gallery. So do not go to the art gallery anymore expecting to be able to do your $5 dabs. And don't go to work high today. Listen, I'm sure that there's probably a lot of people who use machinery who also like to use pot. Listen, be safe today because it is potentially dangerous. I really do appreciate how the CBC and other Canadian news outlets really like to acknowledge that, like, weed has become very mainstream. Like, it's even okay to talk about on the radio without any consequence that somebody is going to come in here and tell me, like, shh, you shouldn't be talking about that. Because it's so mainstream that it's almost not even fun anymore. Like, I went to go, like, it's so not fun that people are now smoking it like crack. Like, when I see somebody do a dab and they take out the butane torch and they light and they take the nail and they use the little scoop thing, and then you see what used to be weed, what used to be a flower, is now like some type of Gorilla Glue looking substance, and you put it on there and you light the butane. I don't understand how people can't help but feel like crackheads, because you definitely look like one. You definitely look like a crackhead. Listen, I've seen somebody doing crack just recently, like 3 days, was it Thursday? 4 days ago on Sunday, I took my Easter Sunday, and I woke up, I don't really go to church. I woke up and I was like, maybe I should go to church today. I was like, nah, probably not. And so what I did was I bought some oranges, and then I just went downtown, and I like talking to people, so I just handed out oranges. Listen, because if you ever want to do something nice and you think that, I might give some food to homeless people, don't give them apples, because they have not very good dental plans. So I did oranges, and I just, not only homeless people, but just regular people, and we just had conversations. I shared lots of smiles, and I saw somebody doing crack. I gave him an orange. Then when I walked up closer to him, I found out he was actually doing a dab. And so it really messed my mind up. It really messed my mind up, because he was huddled in the corner, sitting on top of a cardboard box with this really dirty blanket. I was like, oh, man, that dude could use an orange. Like, I see him. I think he's about to smoke crack. Like, I don't know how that goes together, but I feel like everybody likes oranges. And every time of the day, he probably would like one before or after he takes this. Or maybe when he wakes up. Then I'll come get close to him. I'm like, he's not going to go to sleep. He's doing a dab. And immediately, I felt for my friends who enjoy that type of behavior. Because weed, as a flower, is so not fun to them anymore. It doesn't do anything for them that they have to take it to the next level. I think that that's sad. Very sad, unfortunate events. Particularly what they have done to this fine, fine plant. Moving on. So, if you do not like weed, you would hate to hear this news that the cost of the event for 420 today from the taxpayer rose from $92,000 last year to $148,000. Now, I think that of all the ways that we waste taxpayer money, this isn't a bad one. Because people who smoke weed pay taxes too, and they really like to go down to Sunset Beach and enjoy themselves. I think Raekwon will be there. There'll be Raekwon's been in Vancouver for like a week. He did a show like 2 Fridays ago, and I don't think he's left. So Raekwon, the chef, if you listening to the radio at, what time is it, 7:17 in the morning, and you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. We'd love to have you on air talking about what you have planned today. Matter of fact, anybody who's got any type of cool 420 plans, because I'm talking about it, doesn't mean I will not be enjoying myself, particularly in celebration. It's the day to rejoice. But if you got any plans, You can call up the radio station at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. When we get back, we will be talking about some of the other cool things, like how they're about to get gasoline-used buses off of the streets here in Vancouver, and why Adrian Bronner was driving around in an SUV riddled with bullet holes.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shave.
People, let me tell you about my bed.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
There's a lot of talk about expectations in the April issue of Discorder. The expectations that we set for ourselves and others, and how we act when those expectations are not met. Experimental sound artist Ian William Craig discusses the nature of success. Bridget Gallagher makes us think about moshing in a new light. Una Craig dissects gentricide in the downtown East Side. And April cover artist Janine Frey and Jute Lee advocates for the protection of caribou, amongst other things. Thanks to this month's advertisers, CITR 101.9 FM, the Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, the Rio Theater, the Wise Hall, Live Van, Alex Cuba, the UBC AMS, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, Audio Pile Records, Neptune Records, Jazz Records, Mint Records, the Rickshaw, RSD, and Doxa. Welcome to a new season.
What's up, UBC? Looking to try something new and exciting this year? Then check out UBC Sailing Club. Our club offers lessons and year-round exclusive access to our fleet of monohull and high-performance sailboats, kayaks, windsurfers, and paddleboards. Whatever floats your boat, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit our website at www.ubcsailing.org for more info.
Let me do me and get out my way. Get up on my way. Get up on my word. 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 I have no time to judge your eyes.
Get back with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. In our first segment, we talked a little bit about the cost of 422, the city. And if you'd like to see the breakdown, you can go to cbc.com, cbc.ca, and it's right on the front page, and you can see where it's cost. The police are making a killing today. Hopefully not a real killing. That's a United States joke. I make myself laugh. But so I guess last week we talked a little bit about I don't know if we covered it. Anyways, last week there was lots of things happening on Facebook Live, particularly regarding these fatalities. So there was individual in Cleveland who bragged about killing people on Facebook Live, and then he killed somebody on Facebook Live, and then he was on the run. But he didn't scare enough. He didn't scare people enough not to actually stop going to the basketball game, because the Cleveland Cavaliers game was sold out. I saw pictures of East 4th, and it didn't look like anybody was really worried, which really confused me. Because if you would have seen my social media, you would have seen that everybody was really, really, really concerned and really saddened by the news. But no, the Cavaliers just continue to win, and people continue to shut up to the game. And I even had one friend who said he didn't fear his safety because dude was already on the run at that time, which I thought was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, because how the hell did he know where he was at? No idea. Dude could have been sitting in the I guess they don't have what's his name anymore. So I don't know what the sections are called in the nosebleeds, but dude could have been sitting at Flanagan's or whichever that Irish bar is across the street. Went to Barrio, could have been kicking it there, eating some tacos. Anyways, so we talked a little bit about the 13-year-old who shot himself on Facebook Live last week, which is a really sad story. And I saw that Shaquille O'Neal actually paid for the young man's funeral. Another lesson in, like, stop stunting for your fake friends on the internet, because it just would never end out well. Like, that's not even a lesson of keeping it real goes wrong. It's just, come on, dog. If you're 13 years old and you listen to this, please don't do that. But I did find someone you can laugh at if you are into laughing at people who do stupid things and end up dying. Because sometimes I feel like some of these situations, I mean, it's 8 billion people on the planet. Every single one of those people is going to die. If we can't laugh at some of them, What are we really living for? So I saw this story about this Brooklyn man who was in his apartment, Facebook living his arrest, well, his apparent, he was going to be arrested. The police were showing up at his door, banging up on his door. He knows that they're coming. So while he's Facebook living, what's going on at the moment? He gets this bright idea. He's like, yo, check me out. I'm about to run. I'm about to make a run for it. The only problem is this guy was on the 11th floor of his apartment building. So what did he do? He decided to tie his leopard bed sheets together, tie them around a table leg, and try to rappel down the side of the building like freaking Johnny Bravo. So what ended up happening, he got to the 7th floor. They say that the sheets couldn't hold his body up. But what I really think was he got to the 7th floor and probably ran out of sheets. Or his arms got tired because that's stupid. And he fell to his death. The police say they saw his Facebook Live from his phone. I guess he must have propped it up so he can get the real camera angles. I think people are taking this Facebook Live thing too far. Oh my gosh, I don't understand. Like, what really used to bother me was when people used to sing in the Snapchat and lip sync to videos. Like, anybody gives a damn about you lip syncing to this song every day. I know an individual who used to do this every day and get the words wrong every day. And if you're listening, you know exactly who we're talking about. Because, yes, you're thinking of the same guy. Anyways, why do people feel like they need to continue to post their whole lives on the internet at all times? This individual was 27 years old, same age as me. I don't understand. When did this start to happen where we felt like this is exactly what we need? We need more of your life. And now, I know how incredibly arrogant that sounds, me talking on the radio, who gets up at 7 in the morning to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, when I could just Facebook Live this from my bedroom. But I feel like, you know, there's a little more preparation that goes into me doing what I do. And this guy, who clearly hadn't thought out this plan, first off, he robbed a delivery man. Now, I think that when you think about robbing people, the delivery man is the least of the people that I think you should rob. Like, there's so many more people on a list of people I think should be robbed before the delivery man. Do you know how hard your life has to be for you to just understand that, like, you know what I'm going to do to make ends meet? I'm going to deliver pizzas for this set amount of time. You either struggling or you really enjoy delivering pizzas in your car. And so you like your car to smell like pizza at all times. Now, I don't really think there's too many people that. And I don't really think that, like, the people are struggling out here. And that's terrible. And some of those people deliver pizzas, which is great because I love pizza delivered to my front door. And I treat those people with the utmost respect because I know that their job is probably really crappy. And they have to deal with people potentially robbing them at all times. So not only did this dude rob a pizza man, then he had the bright idea that he wanted to run away from the police. And he jumped out the window and died. And I feel like that we probably shouldn't feel too bad for people like that. That's all I got to say about it. But if you want to read more about the story, you can find it. Just Google Man Falls 11 Stories to Death. You can read the story, and you decide whether you want to laugh or if I'm just an ass. Moving on. So, talked a little bit. Sorry, I got... sometimes I get a little carried away when I find stories about stupid people on the internet. We really should just be happy that we should, really, well, not happy. We really should look at, you know, what Shaq did. He didn't have to do that. And how we can prevent, maybe these people passing really will show that this isn't the best way to do it, guys. So I wanted to get into Bill O'Reilly getting fired and why. Why did it take so damn long to fire Bill O'Reilly when, like, could you imagine having a job that when you committed a sexual crime, they paid your legal fees? And not only did they pay your legal fees, they paid your settlements for you and then continued to pay you your salary. I can't imagine that level of privilege. Now, I don't say privilege because sexual assault is terrible. And I would never do that at work. And I would never do that, period. So I guess I would never be in that position where my job would pay me to do something like that. But I can't imagine committing any crime at work or doing anything that could potentially have a settlement, that I would have a job. Like, I'm scared to get fired from jobs where I'm doing everything right. Like, do you know how many times I sit and I retype emails to people at work just because I don't want to say anything that could potentially put me in a position where I could be fired? It's stressful. Or, like, you know, where you want to say LOL or haha, but you don't want to give someone the wrong idea that this is a funny situation. Like, I can't imagine being that brazen at work where I can just feel like I can just do whatever the hell I want and say whatever I want to anybody and nothing can happen to me because they have my back. So it wasn't until 3 weeks ago where the New York Times came out with an article really detailing all of the offenses that and the accusations that have come out against Bill O'Reilly that anything really happened from this. And it wasn't even Fox who decided that they should fire him after this New York Times came out. It wasn't until like 50% of the sponsors during the O'Reilly report decided to pull sponsorship, which it didn't – that really – you have to think about how TV programming works. It's like it's really run by the advertisers, and the advertisers are run by the viewership. So, but if advertisers don't want to be associated with a particular programming, like the O'Reilly Factor, then they pull it. And then Fox really has their hand forced where they're really forced to fire him. Like, you think Fox planned to fire him after they spent $14 million trying to keep this dude out of trouble? No, Fox doesn't actually want to fire people like that. They don't care if you say anything racist on air or if you say anything that's not true or if you say anything crazy as long as it gets their viewers fired up. We know exactly who their viewers are. Probably some of your parents. Actually, probably not. This is Vancouver. And then the only other people who listen to me not in Vancouver are my friends. And I don't think that any of their parents look like they watch Fox News, but I could be surprised. I mean, I've been shocked before in my life. It wouldn't be the first time. But how do you get a job so good that really nothing you do matters outside of the job? Like, I don't aspire to be able to get away with some of the things that he got away with, but I do aspire to have that level of prestige at my job where I could do anything. Like, let's say I come to work not wearing any pants and nobody's gonna send me home. Or I could come to work inebriated or something. I don't know. I don't want to do any of those things. Like, anything that would probably get me fired, I'm just too scared to do ever. I feel like I don't have the complexion for the protection, as a great philosopher once said. Now, if you don't know who that great philosopher is, you should Google it, because he's a national treasure and we should protect Paul Mooney at all times. I wonder what Paul Mooney is doing right now. Hopefully, he'd be proud that people are still using his references, because He's one of the greatest. Moving on to other things that petty billionaires have done. So this is where we probably get into sports. We'll probably talk sports for the next 20 minutes. So if you don't like sports, you probably should log out. But I appreciate you staying with me for the next 40 minutes. I'm sure you probably have rolled a few while you're listening to this. And we're going to get into this afterwards, how the Cubs owner is so incredibly petty that I feel like he probably mirrors some of the Cub fans. Sorry, having some technical difficulties.
Are you interested in indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Wet all the flaws of your ego, yeah. Feel like we're slipping away. You know that I ain't gonna go nowhere, nowhere. If some of these things never change, oh no. There's a lot going on and you know that it's true. There's a lot on my mind and you bother the times when I'm not here with you. Way more than 100, but keep it 110. Show me what I gotta do. And I know that you've been
working, 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 ain't ya? You don't have no time to lay up. You just trying to be somebody. For you say you need somebody. Get all your affairs in order. I won't have affairs, I'm yours, girl. Faithful, 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 faithful.
And before you leave here, yeah.
You're back with Off the Beam Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, on 101.9 CITR Vancouver's community radio station. If you'd like to call in and tell me your 420 plans, is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. Or if you'd like to call in and tell me why you hate today, it could be very interesting as well. So when we left, I left you in suspense, talking about what petty thing did the Cubs owner do. So, if you know, the Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years last year. And they, customary, the Cavs did this too when, you know, you don't win in a long time. I think they give everybody in the organization a ring, a championship ring. Pretty nice gesture. However, the Cubs owner has asked non-players, so people who work at the Cubs facility, I guess, or anyone who got a ring who's not a player, that there is an agreement to buy the World Series ring back for $1 that shall only be exercised if sold. Now, I think that this is super petty, because when you give a gift, it's a gift, right? You just give it, and what the person, individual, does with it is their damn business. Like, you don't give a Christmas gift with an agreement that says, hey, if you don't like your gift, I'll buy it back for $1. You can't re-gift it. You can't throw it in the trash. You can't put that gift card to Burlington Coat Factory in your wallet and never use it, because I have the right to buy it back for $1. So the Cubs' justification is this, is they don't want their rings being sold or end up on the black market or end up on the market, period, or end up in the hands of anyone, pretty much eliminating any value that the employees can make from selling their ring. I don't understand why these people care so much. Like, they didn't win a World Series in 108 years. Why would you want to just bring, like, this bad karma? Like, listen, if you sell peanuts at Wrigley Field, you probably just sell peanuts. Like, I can't imagine that there's too many, like, people who sign up for those jobs are really thinking about, though, I'm a fan of the Cubs, and, like, this is the way I'm into the organization. I'm going to sell concessions at Wrigley Field. Or even if you sell tickets for them, or you work in their marketing department, you work in their promotional department, like, you don't have to be a fan of a team to work for them. Like, it's a job like anything else. You should be able to, if your job gives you something, you should be able to sell it for as much as you damn well please. Like, I don't really feel like anybody at the Cubs organization should be able to tell you how you want to sell your ring. Like, listen, the market is whatever the market is. Like, there are millions, presumably, of Cubs fans around the world who do not work for the organization, who have been waiting for this opportunity to win a World Series. And maybe one of those people shares your last name, and you happen to work in the parking garage at Wrigley Field, and you don't give a damn about if they won the World Series or not, but you do care that you could probably sell this ring for a few thousand dollars, and you are a parking attendant. So, like, a few thousand dollars is a lot of money at that time. But the owner is really trying to undercut you for no reason except for the fact that they want to be petty. Petty billionaires will do petty things so that they can protect what? Like, it's a ring of a sports team. It doesn't make any sense. What really doesn't make any sense is how Serena Williams won a Grand Slam pregnant. Like, is she just the best female athlete of all time that we just, or maybe presumably one of the best athletes of all time? Do you think that LeBron James could win an NBA championship with a tumor in his belly? I don't think so. I mean, he might. He probably would get to the finals. but I don't know if he'd win. Serena Williams has posted a she posted a selfie on Snapchat, because that's how people get news nowadays, is they follow celebrities on Snapchat, and eventually, every once in a while, you might come across a nugget of news. So she's engaged to the founder of Reddit. So, like, this child will have unlimited money. Like, could you imagine being the child of Serena Williams and the founder of Reddit? His name's Alex Ohanian. Like, one, that dude is a lucky dude. And two, well, I'd say he's lucky. I mean, I don't know Serena. I don't know him either. They could not, they might not be lucky, but they're definitely rich as hell. But, like, how bad do you have to feel if you were a competitor in that Grand Slam and you found out that Serena just dogged you and she did it while pregnant? You can't even win. Like, I wonder if being pregnant is worse than having, like, a sprained ankle or playing with a bad back. Like, does it – I guess I say that, like, as someone who will never experience that, who doesn't really know how being – even just maybe, like, a little pregnant might affect your athletic ability. Maybe it doesn't affect it at all. Maybe it gave her superpowers because, like, I feel – but I feel like she had those superpowers before she stepped on the court for the first time. So, didn't anticipate this. Oh, okay, yeah. Adrian Broner. I said I was going to talk about this a long time ago. If you don't know who Adrian Broner is, he's a boxer, or maybe a former boxer. He's given us classic lines that he can beat every kind of can. He said, let me see if I can bring that up while we talk about this. But anyways, but he was... in a bar in Cincinnati. Like, I don't understand why these professional athletes just go to the bar and just be kicking it. He says a man followed him and then put 8 gunshots into the side of his car. Luckily, Adrian Broner was not hit once, but he was drunk driving. And the police pulled him over and they arrested him. They arrested him from getting shot. For getting shot at. I don't really know how that works. I'm glad it wasn't me. I don't know if you can tell, but I have looked at all of the things that I was going to talk about today, and I skipped some and was anticipating someone would call in and tell me about what they were doing today, because I'm probably just going to go home and like enjoy some stand-up comedy from my couch, because if you go downtown, it will be too many people out. And, like, who wants to see people walking around and, like, weed socks, like, knee highs, and, like, just, like, acting all crazy, smoking crack on the beach? Nobody wants to see that. You know, I can introduce you to some new music. So that's what I'll do. And then we'll get back and talk about some of these NBA playoff series, because I feel that last night was a pretty fun night. If you liked watching basketball and you like seeing the heroics of Russell Westbrook in the first 3 quarters, and then him to proceed to go 3 for 40 in the fourth quarter and shoot them out of the lead. But I was arguing with my friend, just talking about who the hell else he's going to pass to. Like, Oladipo's from our area. So is Jerian Grant. They're from DMV. And those dudes let me down time and time again. And I root for them. However, if I was Russell Westbrook, I wouldn't pass him the ball either. And James Harden, even when James Harden is playing bad, you're just like, you just look up and you're like, man, that guy's got 35 points. Dude takes 30 free throws a game. It's crazy. I think he was like 18 for 18. Now imagine if kids could learn a lesson from a game. I feel like I would like to play like James Harden. You're just chilling on defense, chilling. Scoring buckets. Back with Off the Beam Path, I'm your host, Issa Arian, on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. Listening to some Freeman Young. Umi says. So we're talking a little bit about these playoffs and what's going on. So if you, like me, always are rooting for someone who will let you down, it's like being in a relationship. Rooting for the Capitals is like being in a relationship with someone who you've wanted to date forever. Like, you wanted to date this person forever. Since you can actually remember you liking girls in the first place. You're like, this was like the first girl I ever liked. And I was like, I want to date her. And you're like, and when you finally get the chance to date her, she's just as beautiful and as nice as you could imagine. Like, you like, this is perfect. Every time you're just like, man, I can't believe this is crazy. And then every single time you bring her around your homies or you bring her around your family, she does something crazy and something that makes you be like, come on, dog. Like, I could deal with a lot of things. But, like, this is the playoffs right now. And you need to show up. Like, how could we? Like, why is the series so close? 2-2 to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, I know we have some Toronto Maple Leafs fans who listen to this show. I don't give a damn about you or your team. I'm just... It's just like, why me, man? So I was watching the game the other day. It was a game 3. The Capitals go up 2-0 in the beginning of the first period. You're like, okay, 8 minutes into the first period, we're up 2-0. This should be an easy game. We should sail to the finish. We should comfortably reach the finish. Wrong. But I was telling some guys in the bar, I said, hey, you know, you can't count on the Capitals. We will find a way to mess this up, and we found a way to lose it in an exciting fashion. I mean, the game was really good. I enjoy good hockey as much as I enjoy almost anything, because there's nothing like seeing people just – like, hockey, it looks so unorganized and organized at the same time. Like, I feel the same way about, like, hockey as I do about rugby, except for – in hockey, I actually know the rules. Rugby just seems like a bunch of... I feel like there are no rules because whenever somebody explains it to me, it's always different. However, but hockey is like... It looks like it's unorganized because, like, they're not running and they're not, like, on their feet. They're on skates. So it doesn't... So even as it looks fluid, it looks very not fluid. Yeah, so I'm like, well, we'll find a way to mess this up. So yesterday... I decided that I would, instead of wearing Capitals gear, I was going to wear Toronto Blue Jays gear because I felt like since the Blue Jays suck, I could probably bring some bad luck to Toronto. And as I thought of this, I told this in my group chat. I said, hey, Capitals are up 4-1. feeling real comfortable in my Toronto Blue Jays shirt. And at that moment, sparked the beginning of the comeback for the Maple Leafs. And so it's a 4-1 lead, turns into a 4-2 lead, and the 4-2 lead turns into a 4-3 lead. And I'm like, looking, I'm like, holy smokes. How do you get up 4-1 in hockey and blow it? Which I thought that's exactly what was going to happen. We were going to blow it. But Oshie saved us with the fifth goal, put it a little out of reach. So what I've determined is that I can no longer watch any more Capitals games, even though I derive a great sense of joy from watching the Capitals win. Sometimes I feel like it's me which causes them to lose, personally. So we'll see how that goes for the rest of the series. I think that it's great that the NBA and the NHL playoffs happened at the exact same time, because when else do we have two like major sports that have like their series culminate at the same time? I don't think football is in February, and that's just like when basketball is getting good. And then you have baseball, which is in September, which I really feel like last baseball season was like the most exciting baseball season I've ever seen. I just remember watching the World Series, and I was like, wow, this is the most exciting World Series I've ever seen in a long time. I was actually like on the edge of my seat watching baseball, watching every pitch felt like it mattered. But if you like the Capitals, don't continue to put your faith in them. So that concludes our episode today. Hope you guys enjoyed your morning, enjoyed your wake and bake, enjoyed your waking up and getting to work, doing whatever you're doing today. It's a good day. The day of celebration. And don't feel peer pressure. Listen, if you're listening right now, don't feel peer pressure like you have to smoke today. Listen, you can say no to drugs. It's okay to say no to drugs. I know that now in the current climate, when you feel like almost anything goes, I promise you, your job will not save you. You guys have a nice one. Enjoy your weekend.